Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Dream Technologies. Leading off today, the Apple Music Year in Review montage for 2024 is now available. You can view yours at replay.music.apple.com if you're an Apple Music subscriber. And new for this year is that in the Apple Music app on iOS 18.1 or later, users can also tap through to watch the replay without leaving the music app. While Apple Music Replay continuously tracks the music you're listening to year-round and gives you monthly playlists at the end of every month, at the end of the year, it also debuts a yearly recap. The Replay 2024 carousel includes features showing how many minutes of music you listen to on the service this year, across how many artists, and across what genres. You can see your top artists, your top songs, your top genres, and more. It will also recognize if you're a super fan of an artist, showing you where you ranked in the top 100 or top 1,000 listeners. You can see exactly when you crossed certain listening milestones across the year, and there are comparisons of things like how your top artist in 2023 compared to your top artist in 2024. Apple Music Replay will also now tell you your longest consecutive listening streak, the date of first play for a particular song, and artist streaks as well. The shortcut to view your Apple Music Replay is prominently featured on the Home, the New, and the Search tabs in the Apple Music app on devices running iOS 18.1 or later. Also new this year for Apple Music Replay is Apple Music Replay for Artists. This is available to artists through the Artist Dashboard, where creators can help celebrate insights like total minutes, total number of listeners, top cities, and most popular Shazammed tracks. For Spotify users, Spotify Wrapped is expected to launch sometime this week, offering similar insights for Spotify users. In other news today, Tesla has officially announced and revealed its forthcoming app for Apple Watch, and it should arrive as soon as next week. To start, the official Tesla app on Apple Watch will act as a key, a frunk opener, and a climate control activator. The watchOS app will also show your battery charge level for your Tesla, independent of the iPhone. But it's the first feature, key access, that will be especially useful for Apple Watch users. While the iPhone has always been a key for a Tesla, it's common to leave your iPhone in the car, and the upcoming Watch app enables that capability without leaving the car unlocked. Tesla announced that the Apple Watch app will be part of this year's holiday updates, which also include the ability to view and share footage from the mobile app from Sentry Mode and to schedule light shows from the iPhone app. Again, the Tesla Apple Watch app is expected to be released sometime next week, but it'll likely be a phased rollout that could take several weeks to hit all Tesla owners. We're sponsored this week by Dream Technologies Smart Cleaning Products. If you're looking to transform your home cleaning routine, the Dream family of products is your ultimate cleaning solution. From ultra-powerful suction to sleek designs, Dream delivers cutting-edge technology for a spotless home. The X40 Ultra is Dream's newest cordless powerhouse that tackles even the toughest of messes, while the H12 Pro is here to handle both wet and dry vacuuming with ease. Whether you're a fan of smart assistants with manual cleaning or delegating the entire cleaning task to a robot, there's never been a better time to embrace Dream technologies. Check out the show notes below for details on how to save on Dream technology products and upgrade and transform your home cleaning routine. My thanks to Dream for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. In other news today, Vision Pro users know that immersive video is one of the platform's strengths, but content has been relatively scarce so far. Apple, however, is reportedly working on a big project to change that, upgrading a popular sports stadium with the tech necessary for live streaming games and immersive video on Apple Vision Pro. According to the president of Real Madrid, a Spanish professional football club based in Madrid, the organization is in talks with Apple to upgrade their stadium as part of ongoing renovations to make it possible to live stream games from the stadium in immersive video to Apple Vision Pro users. Real Madrid's famous Santiago Bernabéu Stadium is in the midst of a costly transformation, and one of the problems is the stadium regularly runs out of capacity, and the talks with Apple for immersive video are a step towards making it possible for everyone to feel like they're in the stadium, Real Madrid president Florentino Perez shed light on the talks with Apple in an interview, saying, quote, "Everyone wants to come to the stadium, and that's why we are negotiating with Apple to be able to wear glasses and watch the match as if you were at the stadium," end quote. Perez doesn't go into details about the technical aspects of what's being discussed with Apple, but it's clear that live immersive video for Vision Pro users is in mind. Rounding out today, when Apple announced iOS 18 at WWDC in June, the company unveiled new features for HomeKit and the Home app, including support for robot vacuums. This feature, however, wasn't included in the first release of iOS 18, and Apple has now quietly confirmed that HomeKit support for robot vacuums has been postponed until 2025. Previously, the Apple website for the Home app said that robot vacuum support would arrive in a future iOS 18 update this year, but that page has now been silently updated with a footnote saying that the feature will arrive sometime next year. Support for robot vacuums in HomeKit comes as part of the Matter 1.2 standard, which was formalized last year with support for vacuum cleaners as well. Apple hasn't provided many details about how the HomeKit integration will work, but presumably users will be able to start cleaning from the Home app or by asking Siri, and integrate robot vacuum capabilities into HomeKit automations and scenes. Again, we now expect this feature sometime next year, but Apple hasn't shed any more specific light on those details. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.